Yes, we are continuing, and in our as we continue, we need to scrutinize more and more what should be the reference point of all of our exertion, our attention, our efforts, so that there we need to see the result of our work. And here we need to talk about a very important point that really has to do with our nature, that our nature, after the shattering, according to the Creator's plan, our nature needs to be the will to receive, and it is revealed to us in that each one thinks about himself, feels himself, intends for himself, sees himself as being at the center of reality, and this is the opposite of how it needs to be. The Creator is the center of reality, and we need to yearn there and to develop within us qualities, senses for feeling what exists outside of us, which is the Creator, instead of constantly thinking and developing feelings only for ourselves. And here we therefore build and in the wisdom of Kabbalah, greater sensitivity, understanding, attention, connection to whatever exists outside of us. Outside of us is not in the physical space between us. This is imaginary. It is a projection of what we imagine to ourselves. To the extent that we enter the perception or a more correct relation to reality, then we also see reality itself, how much it changes with respect to us. And this is why all of our attention, our concern, should be not about ourselves. There we will not discover anything besides the degrees of the still vegetative and animate in us, or in the whole of reality between us, but rather we need to be concerned about the place between us, between one and the other. That place, we have to bring it to a state where we will very much be concerned about it. We will feel how much this place has many properties. And there, actually, our ego becomes revealed. Our ego is revealed in us, in the concern about drawing to ourselves. And most importantly, our main ego, the spiritual one, is revealed in the distance between us. How much we don't want to bring ourselves closer to one another. And if, to the extent that we will succeed in building connections between us, relations and thoughts and desires and inclinations and concerns between us, that place will be called the Shekhinah, the place where we later discover the upper force, the Creator. This is why the title for our lesson is the Creator is revealed in the connection between us, specifically between us, not in each one, but rather we have to rise above ourselves and towards the others, and through each one shall help his friend. We need to help one another, how each one can emerge out of himself and transition or overcome the forces of rejection between us, which the Creator has created deliberately. This is called evil inclination. And the more we're able to be drawn to one another, and certainly this is work which is above the egoistic desire, which the Creator made it so deliberately, that we will have, so that later on we will have a strong force for coming closer and connecting with one another upon the crimes, the rejections. We will discover connection and love. This is how we will assemble on top of our will to receive inclinations to bestow, to connect. And we should only pay attention to this specifically. And there to invest ourselves in the connection between us. And this is why the Arvut, mutual guarantee, is so important for us, that each one gives examples to the others. Because envy, lust, and honor bring a person outside of himself to be above himself from the corporeal world, as we call it, which is what we feel inside of us, to the spiritual world, which we put together between us. And then in such a way, as much as we will be able to assemble in that mutual inclination between us all kinds of forces and emotions and qualities, we will be assembling the Shekhinah, we will be assembling the place where the Creator is revealed. This is also called, and they made me a temple, that the temple is what we read according to the Kabbalist text, that we need to build such a thing. What they mean is not that we need to build some building, some structure from rocks, but rather what we are building is the connection between us, between the hearts, so that they're all aimed towards connection, towards giving. And then according to the equivalence of form, the Creator can dress in it, as it says, and I will dwell among them. So building a place for the revelation of the Creator, that is our work, and this is what each one actually yearns for, and he wants it to happen, but our yearning is still incorrect. It is still not directed correctly, not established correctly. We think that in each one of us, the Creator can be revealed, but no, the Creator can be revealed in only the first few steps, and this is not really his revelation, but only a feeling of his guidance for our correct actions. He awakens within us all kinds of emotions so that we will begin to come out of ourselves and to assemble that place between us that will be called the place for the revelation of the Creator, or the Shekhinah. Therefore, shifting our attention from myself to the connections between us, to the others. This is actually what this famous sentence that everybody knows talks about: love your friend as yourself. That as much as I'm concerned about myself, so I need to be concerned about the friends. If we will do that, then we will build the correct connection between us, and in it, according to the intensity of that connection, the Creator will be revealed. And our will to receive, it's also not very big, but the Creator will make sure each time to raise it more and more in each one of us. Just like with the students of Rabbi Shimon that later even wanted to kill one another, so they had what to overcome. and to relate to one another with love accordingly. And this is how we build the place for the revelation of the Creator, the Shechina. We learn this in the wisdom of Kabbalah and also through all kinds of actions that are technical. We speak about Tzimtzum Aleph, the first restriction, where I'm no longer concerned about myself, the Masach, the screen, which means that I come out of myself towards the others, O Chozer, a reflected light, which means that I'm bestowing to others, and then the whole of spirituality is revealed in my inclination towards the others. My desires, they keep changing, according to the root of my soul, and I don't know how it happens, because this comes out of the shattering of the soul of Adam HaRishon. I just need to be concerned about how a panel of my desires, my thoughts, my intentions, everything that awakens within me, how do I establish it, position it, or direct it towards connection with the friends, and then specifically in the connection with them, specifically in that area, in the connection between us, we will discover the spiritual world, the Creator, and everything that we study, and the whole of reality. And our reality will be called the imaginary reality, not the true one. It exists only in order for us to rise above it. This actually is what I wanted to say as an introduction to this collection of excerpts on the topic of the Creator is revealed in the connection between us. So, about the forms of connection, about the technology of how we come out of ourselves and relate to others, and how we build that place between us, which is called the Shekhinah, all of that we need to scrutinize here, but practically, so that later we work on it throughout the day, because on that depends the revelation of the Creator. We cannot discover Him and even ask for Him to be revealed. This will be an egoistic appeal. Specifically by us wanting to help one another and wanting to connect to one another, by that we destroy our intention to receive, and we build an intention to bestow in which the Creator is revealed. Therefore, it is impossible to jump into a connection with the Creator if I do not build it through my connection with the friends. Because specifically in that, I can build an attitude of in order to bestow. And otherwise, I will not be able to reach the
Доброе утро. Создает ли Творец условия с целью, чтобы разделить? Или все условия только чтобы объединить? Спасибо.
Are the conditions the Creator is generating in order to separate us or to bring us closer?
The Creator builds all the conditions in order to connect between us, but in order for us to cause the connection between us, it seems to us that He's constantly working on separating us, distancing us, but it is all in order for us to connect. And we learn that by what Baal HaSulam and Rabash write about my lover, my beloved one is like a gazelle, that he seemingly moves away, but by that he's inviting us to chase after him and in that way attain. Tzafon 2.
How
to know emotionally that there is a correct connection between us and the work?
Emotionally, I can't tell you how will we know. Because if there is an emotion, then you know. We need more and more to search for in what form, in what disposition I need to be towards the friends, so that those dispositions of ours will be similar to the Creator, so that He will be revealed in them. Because the main law is the law of equivalence of form, equality, equivalence between our desires and His desires. As much as we want to be in bestowal, so we come closer to the Creator who is entirely bestowing. That is all.
Again, number one, one who truly wants to serve the Creator must include himself with all creations and connect himself with all the souls and include himself with them and they with him. That is, you should leave for yourself only what is needed for connecting the Shekhinah, so to speak. This requires closeness and many people, for the more people serve the Creator, the more the light of the Shekhinah appears to them. For this reason, one must include himself with all the people and with all creations and raise everything to their root, to the correction of the Shekhinah.
This means that all in all, what we need is to reach such a connection where I exist in an inclination towards connection with all of the created beings, but all of the created beings, of course, it has to be gradual. For the time being, we mean to build such relations in the ten. And I do all of that in order to build a place for the Creator. The place where the Creator is revealed is called the Shekhinah, that network of connection between us that has special qualities that are...
Да, дорогой Раф, вот как я присоединяю себя ко всем душам и включаюсь...
Yeah, how do I connect myself to the rest of the souls and incorporate in them and they in me?
According to our inclination to connect in order to build, well, call it build the Shekhinah or build the temple, Chram, right, a place where the Creator can be revealed, because by that we give Him contentment.
Но мы делаем в течение дня действия по объединению между нами, да, по построению связи. А
we make all kinds of actions during the day to build the connection, but that internal part, how to build that part in order to reach it?
It's according to the inclination, the disposition of each one towards the others, each one towards everyone. If people understand that the revelation of the Creator depends not on each one, but rather only in creating that place between them, in building the Shekhinah, then they should constantly be in a disposition towards that. And as much as possible to create connections, intentions, and this is how they build the network, until they truly end up catching the Creator there.
We get on Zoom, for example, with a friend, one of the two Zooms we meet on. How should I be aimed in my intention on my friends so we'll have that connection?
Oh, talk about it. This is a question that you should be asking.
Спасибо, учитель. Отношение Шхины с высшей силой.
Thank you, teacher. The attitude of the Shechina from the upper one, is that revealed or is this something a person builds?
The attitude of the created beings to the Creator.
Adam צריך לבנות.
person should build it. From those conditions that the Creator establishes within him. Building the correct attitude to the Creator, well, I take whatever I have inside of me right now, and I try to relate from whatever I have right now to the Creator. However, I simply shift, I transfer whatever I have from reason to faith above reason. That is, I try to do it in a way that, how will I do it for the benefit of the Creator? And in such a way, how do I also shift that inclination to the benefit of the friends? How do we build in the relations between us? And this is called from the love of the created beings to the love of the Creator. How do we do it? And in this way, we're truly in such thoughts as much as possible. We get into it more and more deeply with greater scrutinies. And in this work, we should actually be all the time. We build the Shekhinah. And here there are many questions. And the entire preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah and the study of the Ten Sefirot, they all talk about how do we build upon our of youth, our coarseness, those interconnections between us, which are called Parzufim.
Rav, скажите, пожалуйста, что это корень души товарища, и как я себя поднимаю?
What is the root of the soul of the friend? And how do I raise myself to the root of the soul of the friend to connect it?
You wish to connect with the friends in your roots when they come from the Creator, and in those roots that each and everyone has, it's called the point in the heart in each and everyone. The heart is egoistic, but inside of it, there is a point that pulls the heart, pulls a person toward the Creator. So you wish to connect all those points together and to the Creator. That's
yes, excerpt number 2. How beloved are Israel by the Creator? For wherever they are, the Creator is among them, since He does not remove His love from them. As it is written, and let them make me a temple, and I will dwell among them.
The desire of the Creator is that anyone who yearns to reach Him will find a way to be incorporated with others. And from these desires, these connected desires of all the people who yearn for the Creator, there will be built a place where the Creator can be revealed, and He can also shine from that place to all those desires, where the point in the heart is still not shining. Just like us, where do we get our awakening from? From the Creator, who is passing through all the souls that have already corrected themselves. Let's say we are getting it from the Rabash, and that's how it passes to us, but it passes through all the souls from Adam HaRishon down to us. And we need to accept this awakening and actualize it with our desire, add the heart to the point in the heart gradually, because our heart is very egoistic, very big, very, very difficult. It's called the stony heart. And we need to gradually slice off piece by piece, and add this coarseness to the point in the heart, and from that to build a place in the heart for the revelation of the Creator. And that's what we're doing more and more. Until the entire heart will be
Except number three. When the temple was ruined, it is written, and let them make me a temple, and I will dwell within them. This pertains to the point in the heart, which should be a temple where the light of the Creator dwells, as it is written, and I will dwell within them. Hence, one should try to build his structure of Kedusha, holiness, and the structure should be able to contain the upper abundance called abundance imparted from the giver to the receiver. However, according to the rule, there must be a equivalence of form between the giver and the receiver. So the receiver, too, must have the aim to bestow like the giver. This is called doing or making. As it is written, let them make me a temple, where the making applies to the kli, the vessel, and not the light, since the light pertains to the Creator, and only the action pertains to the created beings.
Again,
excerpt 3. When the temple was ruined, it is written, and let them make me a temple, and I will dwell within them. This pertains to the point in heart, which should be a temple where the light of the Creator dwells, as it is written, and I will dwell within them. Hence, one should try to build his structure of Kedusha, holiness, and the structure should be able to contain the upper abundance called abundance poured from the giver to the receiver. However, according to the rule, there must be equivalence of form between the giver and the receiver. So the receiver, too, must have the aim to bestow like the giver. This is called action, as it is written, let them make me a temple, where the acting applies to the kli, vessel, and not the light, since the light pertains to the Creator, and only the action pertains to the creatures.
Good morning, Rav. My friend is asking, if I don't know my friend's needs, what should be my main prayer about them on a daily basis? Is it a spiritual demand that I wish them happiness? So, if I'm praying for the friends, what should I basically demand for them?
It's incorrect that I don't know what they want. We have Rabash's first article. We've been gathered here. In order to connect and give the Creator a place to be revealed among us, so divinity, the Shekhinah, will dwell between us. That's why we gather. That's why anyone who comes to us has to know this clearly, and you have to remind it. Each one has to remind this to others, that this is the reason we gather. That's the reason I'm coming daily to the lesson. And that's really why I'm coming, that's my intention, and I'm learning within this intention to build a place for the revelation of the Creator. Simple. The fact that we feel our reality as disconnected from one another, even opposing to one another, this is called this world. If we wish to reach the spiritual world, the whole, eternal, we have to be connected. And that's what the wisdom of Kabbalah is teaching us, how to come to the perception of the upper world, the eternal, the whole world where everything is mutually interconnected. That's why we've been gathered here, to build a place for the revelation of the Creator. That is why we assemble in the group. That is why we connect, and only in this way can we discover the Creator.
Structure of Kedusha. So the question is, how does each one, when he builds his individual structure of sanctity, of holiness, how does he make it as a part of everyone's temple?
We learn about this according to the work in the group. Everyone is a guarantor for the others. Each one cares about the others, and that's how they build it. With their desire, where they yearn to build the connections between them above all the forces that oppose it. And when they see that they are unable to do it, then they turn to the Creator and they pray and they cry. And then they receive help from above.
And
with this help from above, they see how this structure, this temple, arrives and begins to exist between them, meaning their desires that used to be so egoistic, in opposition, hostile to one another, these desires begin to connect and to incorporate in one another and fit one another and adjust themselves to one another. And all of it is done by the reforming light. And then it comes and it clothes in the correct connection between the different desires. The upper light clothes the Creator. Therefore, the result of building the temple is that we're building a place, a Shekhinah, where the Shekhin, the dweller, appears. That's it. It's not a physical matter at all, and we don't need to build anything. Everything is happening inside our desires, our hearts.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. What is spiritual concern for the friends?
Spiritual concern for the friends is when we help each and every one carry out his desire for building the vessel and for revealing the Creator in order to give him contentment. Max 6.
Спасибо, Раф. Всегда говорим, что если Творец не поможет, мы не можем построить дом.
Thank you, Rav. We always say that if the Creator will not help us, we will not build a home, a house. Here it says that the created beings, people have to build a house. So
we wish to reach a state when we build, and we come to a state when we understand that we can't do it, but rather the Creator will finish it for me. The Creator is truly the one who builds and does everything. We just need to yearn in each and every action. We have to disclose the desire for it to happen. Like a little child who's grabbing the adult by the hand and drags him somewhere where he wants the grown-up to do something for him. This is our work. It's all called the work of the Creator. where he does everything and we only need to raise man, the request for him to do it. And the stronger our request, the more precise, the more general in quality and in quantity, we will be able to quickly build the vessel, the Shekhinah, the soul. Again,
except number four. Baal HaSulam says that the place where the Creator is revealed is called Shekhinah, and the Creator is called Shochen. However, when is He called Shochen? When there is someone who attains the Shochen. At that time, He says that Shochen and Shekhinah are not two things, but one. That is, the Shochen is called light without a kli, and the Shekhinah is the place where the Creator is revealed. It follows that all that there is in the place where the Creator is revealed is the Creator and nothing else. However, there is light and kli, meaning that there is a kli that attains the light. It therefore follows that the place where the Creator has chosen to set His name is, as we learn, that we need to correct our vessels of reception to be in order to bestow contentment upon the Creator. This is the meaning of equivalence of form. Then in that place, the name of the Creator appears.
I don't see any questions. I guess it's clear. Thoroughly, we spoke about it in other ways before. Okay, let's keep going. Although I see there are things to ask about here, but it will be revealed later. For the time being, we have PT 13.
Can we scrutinize what is the connection between the place and the intention?
A place is called a deficiency, and a place is called the Creator. It depends on how we relate to it. Either a place from the side of the created being or a place from the side of the Creator. This is the concept of the place. PT 17.
Rav, why does the attainment of the dweller, Shochen, no longer distinguishes between the Shochen and the Shekhinah?
Because the dweller is attained inside the Shekhinah, the dwelling place. This is the complete attainment. That the entire vessel of the created being receives a fulfillment called the Shochen, the dweller. And then we have complete attainment in the will to receive. According to the degree of bestowal.
De acuerdo al extracto que acabamos de leer.
Ken, anachnu bichlal.
We have to constantly see how to keep all those conditions for the connection between us, to be suitable for the Creator, to fit Him. That should be our general concern, constantly. Nothing in this world, the spiritual world, should be important to us except for how to attach ourselves to each other more in order to resemble the Creator more. And on this depend our present and our future.
Rab, ¿se puede otra pregunta?
Yes.
Toda Rab.
Rab, can I ask another question?
El Shochen crece de acuerdo a cómo crece la vasija, o sea, se va revelando y renovando.
Rab, the dweller grows as the kli grows. Is he revealed? Is he renewed each moment? Is he new each moment?
The Creator
Or in Sof.
is the light of Ein Sof, which includes everything. And he changes according to our perception. And we constantly change. Because each and every moment, the clock is ticking. From the time of the shattering of the vessel of Adam HaRishon all the way to the end of correction. And we're moving forward. But this clock is working according to the degree of still, vegetative, and animate on the biological plane, let's say, very slowly. Just as we see in this world, billions of years go by before something changes. And we can hasten the times. That's why it says Israel hastens the times. Since by adding our exertion, when we want to bring the future closer, we're drawn to it, then by that we come to bring in the future closer to the present. It all depends on our efforts.
Many times I hear this expression that the Shekhinah should dwell among us. So it turns out that if we build correctly the Shekhinah, the vessel, then the Shochen, the dweller or the light appears there automatically?
With certainty. And not only will the Creator be revealed inside the Shekhinah after we do it, He's already with us all the time and helping us. Confusing us a little bit, throwing us off. He's building a little bit. Just like when we want to build something with the kids. We make things a little difficult for them. This is correct. Oh, no, this is incorrect. Oh, look, this just broke. Oh, let's not do it this way. Let's do it another way. And in these ways, the Creator is working with us. And we need to learn how is He working on us. From that we'll understand Him better and come to a state where we become truly like Him.
Thank you, Ra. My friend is asking, how can I increase the need for this connection between us in our work with friends? If I see that, I'm getting distant day by day.
They give you this feeling of the growing distance because they add to you the will to receive. More correctly, they reveal more and more of your will to receive. Your will to receive until the end of correction is already present in you, but they show you more and more and more of it. And for every new revelation of the will to receive, you nevertheless need to reveal above it your tendency towards the friends and the Creator. Although the desire itself repels them, and the Creator, you don't want them, you don't want the Creator. And then it takes a long time until a person begins by his participation in the 10, in the study, he nevertheless begins to understand that there's no other choice and we have to come closer to the friends and build a place for the revelation of the Creator. But the Creator reveals here greater degrees of coarseness and seemingly makes things difficult. He interrupts. We need to understand this is His work. And against it, we have to ask Him to help us. And by revealing those disturbances to us, and we ask Him to take us above the disturbances, by that we advance. Meaning we need to wait for the Creator to bring us good things. If we wait for it, we'll never see those good things. That's why it says, I've created the evil inclination, and He's doing this creation, He's revealing this creation to us each and every day, in each and every one of us, and we simply need to try more and more to be connected, to grow stronger between us, and to turn to the Creator, turn to Him. Despite the fact that we see that there's none else besides Him, and why are things getting worse? Nevertheless, we need to turn to Him and say that He is doing everything, and we are asking for corrections from Him. Meaning to be in two lines. On the one hand, to reveal, to disclose the corruptions from the Creator. On the other hand, to reveal, according to our prayer, that corrections come from the Creator, and between the two, we include the corrections and the corruption.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот мы соединяемся с товарищами вместе. Вот что значит?
We connect with friends together. What does it mean that in a certain moment our desires become the Shechina?
When all of your desires that are now revealed in you, when they connect mutually, this mutual help between you, and in the, with the intention to give contentment to the Creator, the smallest intention, by that you are becoming an embryo.
What does it mean that they connect in the intention to rise to the Creator between us?
When each and every one, from the desire that is revealed in him, he wants that it will be revealed in him through the connection with the friends and together with the friends to delight the Creator. That's it.
Ну вот это намерение. Вот я прошу за товарищей, предположим сейчас.
What is this intention? Do I ask for it, or for the friends? How important is that the friends will ask for me also?
Extremely important. It's extremely important. This has to be a prayer of many. But even when no one knows exactly what's going on with the other one, in general, in total, we have to ensure that everyone has the same desire.
The
Shekhinah has to be as a common field, or does it come from each and every friend?
The Shekhinah is like a net you cast to catch fish. So you're making a net out of the desire of each and every one towards the others. Each one who wants to be connected with the others, from that you are making, you're weaving a net. And in this net, the Creator appears. This net begins to be like 10 times 10.
Quel est le principal dans notre travail? Est-ce la révélation du Créateur ou bien donner du contentement au Créateur sans nécessairement le dévoiler?
What is the main part of our work, revealing the Creator or giving him contentment? and maybe not even revealing him.
Yes, the main thing in our work is to long to bring contentment to the Creator, and I don't need to see him or discover him, but to bring him contentment. This is the main thing. Then I'm truly in order to bestow. If I want to discover him, this is already in order to receive, and I'm not going to get an answer for this from above. Tel Aviv. 4.
Thank you. The Creator is revealing himself in the point between us, meaning the state we're now. If we connect, we're going to reveal him, or is he on some more exalted place? And
the Creator appears in the connection between us, and not in some point, I don't know where, only in the connection between us if we all yearn for it. And for the sake of connection with the Creator, we are willing to connect between us for that purpose.
Malchut
is a will to receive, and she's opposite to the Creator, and she feels how opposite and distant she is. And she makes a restriction on herself, meaning she doesn't work with her will to receive directly, because that brings her darkness. It's like you with regards to someone who doesn't want to be in contact with you. Very simple. Because you're opposite to each other in views and qualities, so there needs to be a masach on what? Not the connection with him at all, but only such a connection that you're going to receive from him. That's where the masach comes in. The masach stands there and says, from here on, I don't want to receive. I can be connected to the host, to the Creator, only in being like him, bestowing. And then in the intention to bestow on my part, if I do that towards the Creator, this way I can also receive from the Creator and discover him. So the first restriction stands there and makes sure that the created being gets access and contact on the condition that there's equivalence between the created being, phase 4, and the Creator, the light. And that's how the masach works. And so the created being as if hide behind the masach and make sure to only work to the extent that the masach allows.
Baltia 3.
Hello, world Kli. Who is conducting the development on Malchut? Malchut or the upper light?
Neither this nor that. There are Rishimot in the will to receive, and there is the upper light that affects the Rishimot records. And after the whole Kli, phase 4, emerged, then the upper light working on the phase 4 systematically, it necessitates phase 4 to develop further and further, and then phase 4 makes of itself various patsufim, which are forms of receiving the upper light. There's nothing new here. The whole innovation was in the four phases of direct light, where the phases root 1, 2, 3, 4 evolved, and phase 4, which is Malchut, felt opposite to the Creator, made a restriction, decided it's going to receive only in order to bestow. And since then, there's nothing new. Everything must unfold until Malchut receives in order to bestow the whole light of Ein Sof. And that puts it through all of the construction of the worlds and the shattering of the worlds and this world and what's happening with us. All of it is only to fill the Malchut of Ein Sof. And that's what we're doing, and that's what we need to reveal in our work as well.
Здесь такое впечатление, что в результате сокращения и последующих...
There's an impression that as a result of the restriction, there's a new structure that is created.
Возвращает обратно. Это действие кли, которое...
It says that it returns back, goes back. The light is pushed back.
These things are very, very simple in principle. Just like the host and the guest, what's unclear? The guest now receives a relationship from the host. He feels that the host gives to him with all his heart, wants to fulfill him completely. But the guest feels that he can't because he's built in such a way that if he receives, he feels shame. Feels that he's receiving. The shame is the sense of being a receiver, and that means being opposite to the Creator. And so the sense of oppositeness from the Creator brings shame. When we are little kids, we're not ashamed. We demand, Mommy, Daddy, give me. We demand. As we grow, meaning our will to receive is more developed, we can't relate to mom and dad this way. Especially if we also have a family, meaning that I'm already separate from them. And then when I approach them, it's not like I demand from them. Rather, I receive and say thank you and so forth. Why? Because this is the feeling of the will to receive that either feels that it belongs to the giver, to the upper one, or not. The kid, the child, belongs to the upper one. And therefore, it demands, but the moment it disconnects, then there can be no demand. Same with us. Look at all these aspects in the relationship between the host and the guest. It's true. Again,
33. Now we shall clarify the issue of the beating of the inner light and surrounding light on one another, which yields a refinement of the screen and the loss of the last phase of the coarseness. These two lights are opposite, yet connected through the screen and malchut of the Rosh Havak. They beat and strike one another. Interpretation. The coupling by striking in the peh of the Rosh of Ak, meaning in the screen of the Malchut of Rosh called peh, which is the reason for clothing the inner light of Ak by the reflected light it raised. This is the reason for the exit of the surrounding light of Ak. Because it detained the light of Ein Sof from clothing in the fourth phase, the light came out in the form of surrounding light. In other words, that whole part of the light that the reflected light cannot clothe, like the fourth phase itself, emerged and became surrounding light. Thus, the screen in the pe is the reason for the surrounding light, as it is the reason for the inner light.
Thank you, Rav. My friend is asking, can I take pleasure in limiting the pleasure I have for myself? Can I get pleasure just by restricting?
You can enjoy by the restriction too, because the action of the restriction brings you closer to the host. When you're at the table and you tell the host, I don't want this, right? I don't want this. By that, you're raising yourself towards the host. Because you want it, but you're saying, no, I'm not going to receive it. And then you raise yourself towards the host, and from that you get pleasure. Yes. But that's not a spiritual action, because what you just did by restricting yourself and not wanting to receive from the host, it's in order to protect yourself and not receive shame, not feel the shame. So by that you didn't do a spiritual action, but it's the same egoistic action that you're continuing. That's it. But now, if you want to perform an action for the host, so you need to restrict yourself, that you don't want to receive in another way, in a different intention, and also the action of giving. In what is it depicted? By you saying, I'm going to receive it, and I really want it, and I'm happy that you're giving this to me, and I'm receiving it, and I really have great pleasure from you. By this, you're intending to give pleasure to the host, and only by receiving these pleasures, you are really causing him pleasure. Meaning, the work here is very complex. It's in you, it's in the host, and the relationships between you. And as much as you have prepared yourself to only receive for the benefit of the host. But what are you giving him? Pleasure from receiving. Pleasure from you receiving. Then it's not called that you're receiving, it's called that you're bestowing. So there must be here the love of the host towards you, your desire to be equivalent to the host, the ability to perform a restriction, and the intention to bestow to the host above the restriction. So there's a lot of preparations here, and we'll scrutinize them one by one gradually.
Boker Tov Rav Ve'Averim. Je comprends le principe de la lumière qui arrive.
I understand.
Et ce qu'on peut recevoir avec la bonne intention.
The principle that the light hits the screen.
Mais ce que je comprends pas,
that with the intention it becomes inner light and all the rest remains surrounding light. What I don't understand is when does the light become inner light and when is it reflected light?
We'll draw it next lesson. All these lights, that it'll be clear, because I understand there's confusion in this. The light that comes to the Potsuf is the upper light.
It comes and clothes in the Rosh. It's in the Rosh of the Partsuf. And the Partsuf still doesn't receive it, it just feels it. And then, on that light, it puts the screen, restriction, decides as much as he can receive it in order to bestow. And after the decision, it receives it in its vessels in order to bestow. The light that is in the Rosh is still the light of Ein Sof. It's still unlimited. The light that hits the Masach in the Peh of Rosh, the screen, and it's in coupling of striking with that screen. The screen decides as much as it can receive in the Toch, meaning below it, below the Rosh. The light that enters from the Rosh to the Toch is called inner light, that it shines in the Toch of the Potsuf. What the screen cannot receive in order to bestow in the inner light, so that extra light, extra upper light, goes outside of the Potsuf and becomes surrounding light there. So it turns out that the direct light that comes to the Potsuf is, it becomes the inner light and the surrounding light. It's divided into inner and external. Who divides it? The screen in the Pevosh. That's why the inner light and surrounding light are opposite of one another. The screen divided them into two. In that way, the upper light is clothed in the Partsuf as inner light from the Peh to the Tabul. Below the Tabul of the Partsuf are empty vessels that should have wanted to receive light, but the screen in the Peh de Rosh can't receive in order to bestow. So it expelled those lights. It left them outside of surrounding lights. That's why against that surrounding light, we have vessels in the Sof of the Partsuf that remain empty. And against them, we are remained with surrounding light. So we have Rosh Toch Sof and I'll draw this.
יש לנו רוש תוך סוף.
We have Rosh Toch Sof.
נכנס לפרצוף.
The upper light enters the Partsuf.
מגיע עד הפה דה רוש.
Reaches the Peh of Rosh. There are 10 ספירות, 10 spheres.
ואז כאן זה עומד המלכות.
And here stands מלכות below.
ומלכות הזאת היא,
and this מלכות,
מלכות הזאת היא מגרשת את האור וחזרה,
pushes the light back and says, I will not receive anything.
כי אני רוצה רק על מנת להשפיע.
Because I only want to be in order to bestow. Then, when she performs the calculation, she calculates, first the light enters, then she rejects the light, then she decides. She decides that she receives it in order to bestow. Then part of the light enters inside. And that is called inner light. And according to that, part of the light goes outside. And stands, remains around the Partsuf. That's called surrounding light. That is what happening to us. Surrounding light. Ol Mekif. The place where zivug daka takes place, the coupling by striking, is called peh. The place where the reception of the light ended, that's called tabul.
That's it.
This light is called inner light. This is surrounding light. This is direct light. This is reflected light. For now, gradually, you can go into the archive and there are tons of drawings and explanations and examples.
D'accord. Mais l'or rosaire, elle reste dans le partsouf et est-ce que
yes, but the reflected light remains in the partsouf or
the reflected light? There's a few kinds of reflected light. Reflected light that comes out of the partsouf is around the partsouf as surrounding light. There's also the reflected light that clothes, that's in Rosh. There's the reflected light that clothes the direct light and becomes inner light, that the light that enters the partsouf isn't just the direct light anymore, it's clothed in the relationship between created being and the creator. There are a lot of discernments here. Okay?